It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If we use the metaphor of an airplane, some of the hoi polloi are moving up to first class.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ms. Curzan.
Good morning.
Hoi polloi is one of those words that's fun to say, and it's fun to read. But what does it really mean, and where does it come from?
I wanted to talk about this because I think we're starting to get some confusion about what hoi polloi means. What does it mean for you?
Well, I think of it as the great unwashed.
Okay. And that's where it comes from. So the word comes into English from Greek, shows up first in the 17th century, and it refers to the masses or the majority. Here's an interesting note about hoi polloi. In Greek, the hoi means the. But in English, because many of us don't know what the hoi refers to, we talk about the hoi polloi. So we're just being redundant with the article. Historically, it's meant the masses. But I think something's happening where you're starting to see some people use it to refer to the elite as opposed to the masses. So I went to the Corpus of Contemporary American English online, which shows current usage. And sure enough, you find many instances where it refers to the masses. So, for example, here was a report from NPR where it said, while the celebrities hobnobbed inside, the hoi polloi mostly entertained themselves outside. So there we see the historical meaning. But in 2012, on NBC Today, I found this example, and it goes, then later on, I got a chance to hobnob with some of the hoi polloi.
Ah.
Now, it's interesting to me that we're getting hobnobbing with hoi polloi, but there the hoi polloi are clearly the elite that we're getting this chance to hobnob with.
Well, here's another one along the same line that's fun to say. Hoity-toity. Is there a connection?
Historically, there's not a connection, but I think that hoity-toity may be affecting the meaning of hoi polloi.
Ah.
That for some speakers, perhaps they're thinking that the hoi polloi are hoity-toity, and which really is a great word to say. Hoity-toity also goes back to the 17th century, means someone who's assuming airs, assuming they're superior. According to the OED, it goes back to the verb hoit, which was to indulge in mirth or to romp around, and over time that came to mean being superior.
To engage in mirth.
Exactly. Now, as I was thinking about some of these borrowed words and the people who are around us and superiors, I got to thinking about the word entourage, which are the people who hang around a superior. And I thought, I wonder when that came into English. And it turns out that one came in the 19th century from French. And it has started to increase starting about 1880 and has shown a steady increase through the 20th century. So it's not just the television show that is making it popular. And so as I looked at that, I thought, I wonder if the pronunciation will change. Because I think right now, how do you say the word?
Entourage.
Right. And so do I. But there is some chance that final consonant will become a j, as in entourage, as in garage.
I suppose it all depends on your social milieu.
It could. We'll just have to watch and see what happens with that one.
Thanks again, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.